This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kunnison with Kusi Chuang and Noah Lim in the studio this morning. In about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Dr. Jeffrey Williams, professor at the ELM's Graduate School at Help University, on private higher education in Malaysia and the fallout from COVID-19. But in the meantime, let's talk about politics. Going by developments late last week and over the weekend, Pakatan Harapan parties are nowhere near resolving their leadership woes.
Yes, so PKR is currently tussling with its Pakatan Harapan allies, namely DAP and Amana, who have opted for Tun Mahathir to be the PAC's Prime Minister candidate, should a snap polls be called.
Yep, and of course, PKR said they would reject any proposal to nominate Tun M for the position and continue to back Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim as Prime Minister.
However, Anwar Ibrahim appears to struggle to gain mainstream support from top posts. Sources have told the Malaysian Insight that Sarawak Chief Minister Abang Johari Openg snubbed Dato' Sri Anwar's when the PKR president was in Kuching last week, hoping to rally support for him to become the 9th Prime Minister. So I guess the question on our minds right now, can Pakatan Harapan survive the latest iteration of this never-ending power struggle? For more on this, we have on the line with us Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at Ilham Centre. Doctor, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. Why has Anwar Ibrahim failed to galvanize support for his candidacy as a PM?
Thank you, Roshan. I think when we look at the current situation, we have to see the context of it. The context of Pakatan Harapan, I'm not saying rejecting, but preferred Tun Mahathir Mohamad as the candidate for the Prime Minister in the context of taking over government, not through election, but through vote of no confidence in the middle of the session. I think when it comes to the general election, it will be a different ball game. What is the target now is very much to wrestle back the government from Tan Sri Muhyiddin as the Prime Minister when we lost last time when Tun Mahathir resigned, when Bersatu and some section of PKR pulled out from the PH. So I think within that context, I think where most of the PH, they do their works, they do their, not only research, but talk to their allies and others. Not many MPs can support Anwar as much as they support Tun Dr. Mahathir. So this is where I think the problem lies. It's not about the general election, but it's about to wrestle back power, to get back the confidence of the members of the parliament. So the target now is to the members of parliament, not to the voters. So within that, I think Anwar seems very difficult to gain support, especially from people, from MPs from the East Malaysia. And that's not a surprise because I don't think PKR and also Anwar is very popular in that section. And at the same time, there is some sections where even within Warisan particularly, and people from Bersatu or even from Barisan who can jump and support PH if, in any case to add more numbers to the members of parliament. So this is where I think Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim failed to gain more support compared to Dr. Mahathir.
So let's cut to the chase. We have two senior individuals who don't want who want to become Prime Minister and don't want to give in. So do you expect Pakatan Harapan to break up?
No, I don't think so. I think they will find a way out of this. And definitely, I think now is a strong pressure, not only to Anwar, but only to PKR, to see the bigger picture. I think a statement by Tony Loke and Khalid Samad last few days is very much clearly that the picture now, the target is to wrestle back the government. It's not about the prime ministership. I think when they do, when we look at the matters, it's actually is about to taking back the government. So in order to have that, I think the question of who's the Prime Minister becomes relevant. But the point is to get back to the government. I think this is where the AP particularly keeps saying that look at the bigger picture when they reminded the PKR about the matters. And in fact, it is a big challenge even for Anwar. When, for example, in the sum of the conditions that they give, for example, PKR want Anwar as a Prime Minister or a very short term for Tun Mahathir, what worried among us, among the, who study the situation is, what happened if after Mahathir resigned, most of the support given to him were pulled back, and I think so we end up into the same situation that we have now.
So, Doc, in your opinion, what is the chance of a snap poll being called? And if that is the case, in any case, do you expect to see a new coalition form to replace PH or even PH Plus?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen, I think the tussle, I think, I remember we discussed about this sometimes a week ago here at BFM. I think one of the biggest problems in when we're talking about PN or Muhyiddin Yassin with PH is PH leadership. It seems now, because of that issue, there is some breathing space for Muhyiddin Yassin not to call for the snap election as early as expected. I think it give him some breathing space. However, at the same time, you can notice in the media where now the strong pressure is not coming, in my point of view, from the PH, but it's coming from UMNO. So, but for PH, definitely, if they can, they can sort, in my point of view, the issues of leadership, the situation will not be much changed. I don't think some survey that we did show that Tun Mahathir will not get the same or as much as support as the second time he leads the Pakatan Harapan, if there is a PRU. So I think in that sense, in my point of view, PH also has to be very careful. And now they're stuck. Basically, they know with Anwar Ibrahim, they only get certain numbers. But with Tun Mahathir, the challenge is it's not he maybe not as much as popular as he was in 2018.
Right, and now this is looking forward. The Chini by-election is coming up. Do you expect to see a strong contest here, or is the result a foregone conclusion in favor of the PN candidate?
I think when we look at a Chini by-election and we look at who's contesting there, I think we know that it's going to be a very much easy way and easy victory for the Barisan Nasional. I think it's a foregone situation. And we understand that why PH pulled out from contesting in Chini. I think for us, is no point for them to contest in Chini. It's a very a strong call of Barisan Nasional. And the result will not change anything in regard to the situation in the State Assembly in Pahang. And furthermore, under the current situation, I think by joining the race for Chini will open up more vulnerable situation to PH. So I think it was the right decision for PH, and I think it's going to be hands down victory for Barisan Nasional.
So the thing is, you say that Mahathir won't get as much support like in the past, right? And Anwar knows eventually he may have to just get together with Mahathir and let Mahathir take the front. I'm not convinced. It seems to me Pakatan Harapan is in a very weak position now. I mean, would they even make any headway in trying to, you know, come back in government?
Well, yeah, definitely they are in a very weak decision. I think what happened in the past couple of months on the street, that when we do start beginning to do some question, we notice that for the most of the people, now they lost some of the faith that they have in Pakatan because they see Pakatan cannot sort their own kitchen. I think this is some of the problem that faced by Pakatan. You are right, and see, I don't think there is a bright future for them at this particular moment until and unless they really sort out the issues of leadership. And I think having say that Mahathir is not popular as much as in 2018, but I think he still is a better choice for Pakatan Harapan compared to Anwar Ibrahim to wrestle back power from Perikatan Nasional.
Doctor, one more thing. PKR is seeing a lot of its own issues right now. I think some party members have switched over. They're seeing. It seems like the ship there has got its own issues there. What does that say of PKR overall?
Oh, yes. I think I remember we always highlight that there's two vulnerable parties that we think is facing a lot of trouble leading to the next PRU. First is PKR and second is UMNO. So first, I think it is what is happening in PKR. As you said, even the issues of people going out from TKR is not yet settled. I think Sabah in 2 days ago, declared sacking of 3 divisional leaders. I think they have a big problem in Sabah now. And some states, even as strong as Selangor, I think there is a strong disagreement between leadership and the grassroots, particularly in PKR. And I think when we do some calculations, the scenario of, for example, for the general election, we predict that PKR is going to be one of the biggest losers in terms of seat of the parliament in the next PRU. So that, it seems, is a big problem for PKR, especially when it comes to leadership. I think this is where PKR really to sort out their own mess, in my point of view, in regard to that.
Dr. Hamidin, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre. And right now, we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Can Pakatan Harapan overcome the current leadership succession issue? And it's a very mixed poll, with 22% saying yes, 35% saying no, 15% not sure what's going to happen, and 28% don't care. The political fatigue is a real thing there.
No, it is. And of course, when you see the leadership vacuum and the PKR, which is the biggest party by way of MPs, also having its own issues internally, you have to wonder whether PH is really ever going to be a force to be reckoned with.
And speaking of issues, we're going to be talking about the rising tensions between India and China with Michael Kugelman, Deputy Director of the Asia Program at the Wilson Centre, after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.